Sometimes it's easy being someone's friend. You know what they're about, and you know how you relate. Things are just chill. But sometimes you have someone more complicated than that. To be honest, I don't think I've ever known what Vic's thinking. At this point, I'm not even sure how much they like hanging out with me. But sometimes that's just what you need. And I'm not letting them just drift off.
So it's, I think the weather for this day has been beautiful blue skies, but I think clouds have started to creep in. But it's still a beautiful fall day here at the Plum Pudding Stone Apple Orchard. I think I got that right.
Yes.
Yes, it's Plum Pudding Stone Apple Festival.
Yeah, because plum pudding is a thing, and plums, stones, that's all.
Yep.
Folks at home, look at the poster that we posted on twitter.com.
Yes.
It's a pretty good poster.
Yeah, so the activities are still roaring around here. I think the Hazel has started to get customers at her booth as the other booths are all finished setting up. There's tons of people here, little kids running around, you know, adults here. Basically, anybody from town is here because there's a little something for everyone here. When we last left off, Elle had stolen a string of lights and a control for it with Avis's help from Linus. What are you up to now that you have this?
There is an additional thing that they stole that I now remember could be used for comedic effect, and that was Hunter eating a donut that was swiped from his hands.
Oh, yeah! So I also stole the donut, too!
Oh, my God.
Your sister has a bakery, but you have to steal donuts from other people.
Listen, it's not about the cheap, fact that, like, donuts. My sister... It's
about the thrill.
It drives business.
Exactly!
If they don't have a donut, they have to buy another donut.
Exactly. I'm helping my sister. Don't tell her that, though. She'll be really mad at me. She'll be extremely mad at me. But yes, but, like, no one has, like, seen us. They've only seen, like, two people, you know, I guess running away from something.
Very suspiciously running away. No problem. We're carrying, like, a thick plastic bag, you know.
Yeah. They caught the bag and a remote, and Elle's just eating a donut, and I think, like, they slowed down. And I think, like, we cut into, like, in the middle of, like, their conversation. And Elle's like, and then so basically, in the recent arc, the main character developed this thing called Metavision, where it's basically just, like, an evolved form of, like, his original skill, which was spatial awareness, and basically he can see through everything in the entire field, and it's really crazy because he developed that from, like, his rival that a lot of people really like to ship him with. It's crazy. Anyways, I think you should probably watch it. It's actually really good.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure. What's up?
Are you, like, sure you're not a boy?
Oh my god.
Elva's, like, a hand on Avis's shoulders, like, that is an extremely loaded question. I don't want to have to. I don't want to have to answer that in the fucking Apple Festival, okay?
I really wanted you to just, like, put your hand on my shoulder, start crying, and say, no. That's what I wanted to happen, but you chose to be real about it, so whatever. Anyway, let's go into this maze.
I'm not going to... I'm not going to think about this during the Apple Festival, of all places.
And maybe I'm trans. I have a job, though, so I'm not worried about that.
Literally. Literally. I have a job, so I'm not worried about it.
Okay. Let's look at these. Oh, sorry.
I'm just setting the stage. I think the two of you, since you ran away, I don't think you ran directly to the corn maze. I think you ran, like, deeper into the orchard. And I'll describe stuff when I stop interrupting your conversation for a second.
No, it's okay.
No, it's okay. I think that's a good, like, point.
Do you think these lights have, like, different modes or settings? Like, do you think we can do, like, a strobe situation?
I mean...
And I'm gonna fuck with it.
It has a remote, and it has a bunch of all these different buttons, so I assume so. I assume it's kind of like, you know, like, those RGB light things that, like, that, like, the gamers, like, put on, like, their walls and shit?
Yeah. Me, the nerd. Yeah. There is a strobe setting, by the way. It's on the remote. It's, like, written in tape. Oh, yeah. Like, on masking tape. It's like, bright. Don't use.
Garfield picture. Is that for me? We're gonna do it as far...
I can't read.
And we're gonna do it as far as enough as we can before, obviously, like, someone finds an outlet. Someone finds a random plug in their outlet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think if you look around for it, you can eventually find some extension cord somewhere as you walk back towards the, like, main event, like, where there would be electric cords and stuff. But, yeah. Avis, I think as you're walking, you see, you stumble on some small little mushrooms, little white mushrooms on the ground mixed in the grass, where there's this, like, kind of weird clearing where there's just, like, the row of apple trees is interrupted, where there's just fewer trees, and you're looking, you're like, notice that there aren't any trees, and then you see these little delicate white mushroom caps on the ground, and you notice that they're in a line. Do you go over to look at them?
Elle, I think there's a fairy trap over here. We should go entirely interact with it in a way that might send us into danger.
I feel like a fairy trap is some sort of slur.
We don't have to talk about that.
Is that not what that is?
No.
Why would I just point at some gay person
and be like, that seems like a bad decision? No, it's like, look at that perfect line of mushrooms over there.
Ooh.
As you look at it closer, you actually see it's a circle.
Oh!
A circle. Hmm?
What?
Oh.
What, are they poisonous?
No. Maybe.
Oh.
As so, like I was saying, either they're hallucinogenic, we're gonna die, or we're gonna go see some fairies. Do you want to die together?
This is a lot of, like, whiplash moments. You're giving me a lot of whiplash right now.
Okay, either you die with me, or I'm coming at you with a lot of energy. I'm just really excited.
I mean, I'd be pretty pissed if, like, I died and you were still alive. So I think,
So that means we should do it together.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Like how painful is it going to be?
I think it'll be, like, more confusing than painful.
Okay. Sounds good.
Cool.
I just didn't expect you to be into this kind of stuff.
Have you seen do you know what? I guess you don't know anything about me, but we're best friends, so you're about to learn a lot right now. Okay.
Awesome.
Do you want to jump into the circle and, like, not really consider it together, holding hands?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, great. So I will hold Elle's hand for the first time in our friendship.
Wow.
And I count off, and then we're going to jump into the mushroom circle. Nothing's probably going to happen, but... I'm gonna hope something does.
Elle
also doesn't think anything's gonna happen, but now they kind of hope something weird does happen.
We jump in.
And nothing happens.
Man. Aw, man.
Okay, am I dead or are you dead?
I pinch, like, Avis's, like, arm.
Ow!
I don't think so.
You hear a thunk as a ripe apple falls off a tree nearby.
Oh.
But otherwise nothing happens.
Ow! apple.
I was gonna run over and just grab that apple then. Fuck it.
Okay, well. I mean. Eat it. And then maybe we'll see what happens.
Okay. Yeah, I'll just, like, you know, wipes off some dirt and just, like, takes a bite out of it.
What kind of apple is it?
I don't know. What kind of apple is it?
Granny Smith?
I don't know what kind of apples are in that area.
Granny Smith seems like a good one to be growing at an orchard in New England during the fall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What apple you like, Ruby?
I like the red ones.
Like the red delicious ones with the awful skin?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
A lot of things I probably shouldn't say on a podcast that's being recorded.
Okay, got it. Cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, well, I'll risk our lives another time.
Yeah.
I promise.
I mean, I'll just eat that apple. Is it good, at least?
It's probably a pretty good apple.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's a good apple. Do you want one? Do you want a bite?
Yeah.
Okay. I give Avis, like, the other side that hasn't been eaten by me.
Okay. So let's steal someone's extension cord now. And we're going to... We do another heist for an extension
Yay!
Cord.
Honestly, there's probably extension cables just, like, running all over the place.
Good.
No, we got to steal Great. One.
Yeah, you can just jack one.
Yeah, I think there's... just not in the immediate area where you are. So you have to go back, like, towards where you came from. But, I think that you'll find an extension cord, no problem. If you find one near the maze, though, I don't know. That might be harder, but also definitely possible.
We just try and steal as many, like, long ones as possible to make this hilarious and still work.
Mm-hmm.
And we are, like, we're, like, threading. Elle can, like, actually steal the, like, many cords that we need. And Avis is, like, hiding inside of, like, a bush or something. And putting... Like so interweaving these baby heads with inside of, like, the lights. So it looks like the baby heads are lighting up.
Right. They're, like, glowing from inside.
Yeah. And then I think...
That's just how baby heads work.
Exactly. And then I think I'll have, like, a red Sharpie, and I, like, am going to, like, red out the baby eyes as well. So it's even worse.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Terrifying.
I think this is art.
Yeah.
That's art.
We're making something. It is art.
Did you get choked up?
Huh? Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's fine. Don't worry about it anyways.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, don't even worry about it.
Sorry, I had to look up a picture of a baby doll slit from inside because I know
that's
that
literally
it existed.
That's literally it. Okay, let's sit back and see who finds the best part of the maze.
Yeah, I feel like you don't need to roll for any of this. Like, it's just, you just do it.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, so I guess we cut over to someone else. I mean, Angel, do you want to find the baby doll head maze first?
If not, I have a way it can come up later. You do not need to feel pressured to do this.
Okay. Yeah, we could do something else right now.
Yeah, I'm good.
I just know we need to get you in scenes with Ellen Avis, so it'll happen.
Yeah,
somehow.
That's true. I do think the fact that Hunter was eating a donut and now it's missing, like if we jump back a few moments,
yes,
is like a prime reason to at least start moving somewhere.
That's valid, yeah.
I like that.
I'm picturing it happens in the way of like Hunter is like handing the box around and then is mentally counting like, okay, one, two, three, okay, great, and now there's one left, that one's for me, and turns the box around and it's empty.
Oh, so sad.
Man. I thought I counted correctly. I mean, it wouldn't be the first time I was wrong, but...
You good, kid?
The box is empty.
Yeah, we took all the donuts. That's what happens to boxes.
No. I mean, there's three of us, and we took enough so that there was one left, right? That's...
And there's not the one left.
Are you sure?
Andrew just, like, holds the box upside down.
Damn. How'd you fuck that up?
I don't know.
I think Linus goes, like, you're not the new guy anymore, Hunter. We can just get more. And then he reaches into his pockets that are noticeably lighter than before, and he starts patting them. He's like, okay, checks for his phone and takes his phone out. yeah, no, that's, and then opens his, gets his wallet, opens it, it's like, Angel, you gave me $10, right?
Yeah, did you already spend it?
No, I've been here. I didn't get the donuts. And now he's like, now he starts to visibly sweat and look around like, and then keeps patting his...
The festival's haunted. It's the only answer. I've done the math.
Hunter, we've been over this. Ghosts are scared of me.
Yeah, that's why they didn't take anything from you.
Oh, shit, you're right.
Are you sure you, like... Well, I guess no one would really want to mess with you. I think I'm going to try and roll Gumshoe to see if I am missing something like me as a character.
Mm-hmm.
Which I can probably roll PBTA. I'll do that here.
Ooh.
And I use eyes for Gumshoe, and I can read that because I don't remember if I read my stats last session. But I have a 2 for eyes,
mm-hmm.
a 0 for rash, a -1. To hard, a 2 for soft, and a -1 to body.
Mm-hmm.
And I use eyes for Gumshoe, which basically reads on the ash can, you're good at noticing the little details. It's the small things that you'll notice in a room or in how people are reacting. Small bits, like the way a collar is turned to a hint of lipstick on a letter, or the way someone's eyes keep shifting. You're going to notice the tiny details. Damn, I got a 6.
Oh,
yeah, man.
You know what's a small detail you could notice? Yeah. Speaking of small details.
Small details?
It's just probably just plastic baby heads on the ground.
Yeah, true. That's something you can notice. On a 6-, you still bank a clue, but you're going to get a cliffhanger.
A cliffhanger. Okay.
I think we can save that for later in the scene.
But I don't want the scene to just end right now.
No, but he trips on the baby head and passes out. No, that's... well, I think he does, like, wheel back and step on some, which is weird, because there wasn't, like, a trail or something like that before. But now he does look at Hunter and the box of empty donuts. and then he also goes into his backpack now, and you can hear him counting out loud. It's like, okay, yeah, no, I'm missing something. I'm missing, that equipment isn't mine. Oh my fucking goodness, the mayor's gonna kill me. Or, man, I don't remember the last name. It doesn't matter because the monitors, I'm missing the lights. And also I had a remote. And I think he's going to, like, get a little more lost in his backpack. And if you don't want to intervene right now to solve this, Angel, you can see what you can do, like, outside of this.
I feel like, and stop me if this is not a scene that we want to do, but, like, I feel like Angel is going to put a hand on Linus's shoulder and be like, hey, you're part of my crew now. Someone stole from you?
Well, and then he, like, puffs up. It's like, it wasn't just me. I know Hunter had a donut.
All right.
But yes.
All right. Well, I mean, when it was just Hunter's donut, it was questionable. But Hunter's donut and your shit, and the $10 I gave you. All right. We're gonna solve this. We're gonna figure this out. And we're gonna get that shit back, and especially the donut.
Yeah.
Okay. We can also just buy donuts. It's okay.
It's the principle of the matter.
Okay. He starts, like, his eyes are welling up with tears, like, okay, all right then. There's so many people walking around, but there's this weird shit on the ground, and then he actually picks it up and inspects it. Looks like a doll.
Okay.
It has to be a ghost. That's way too creepy to not be a ghost.
Yeah, I'm starting to think the ghost theory is right. Thief ghost. All right, tell y'all what. I'll be right back. I'm gonna switch this out for the board that has a cross on it. Give me like 2 minutes to run to run out to the parking lot where I left it. That way, if the ghost shows up, we can power of Christ compels you this shit.
I thought that was vampires.
I've watched The Exorcist.
Linus looks skeptical, but he's gonna nod. Like, okay.
My god. Cry.
Angel just nods back and takes off in a dead sprint.
And then Linus and Hunter just sit, I guess, on the floor.
Oh, yeah. If we're waiting, Hunter just, like, sits on the floor, legs crossed.
Man. You got games on your phone?
Yeah. Angel, or
what kind of phone does Hunter have?
Hunter holds out a like budget smartphone that's got like a real heavy, like, you know, back when they made when Nerf made cases for the Nintendo DS.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
it has like
God,
one
yeah.
of those style cases. It's just like big foam, and somehow the screen's still smashed to shit.
Yeah, that makes sense. Heavy duty. And Linus pulls out something that's not an Apple or a Samsung product, but like is something reminiscent of one of those, not flip phones, but those Blackberries that you could slide open with a keyboard.
Oh, I love a slide open keyboard.
Oh, yeah. That's actually
like a Sidekick.
The last phone that that Blackberry made was a smartphone that had a slide out keyboard.
Wow. I had the right.
I almost bought
ballpark
one.
Apparently, but that was an era in which I owned a phone for like 2 years, and then it was not cool to own a flip phone anymore, so I couldn't.
Lame.
But he's like dutifully scrolling through what seemed to be like mobile gacha games until he finds that some with co-op options, and then I think he spends the rest of however long it takes for Angel to get back looking at the game library that Hunter has in comparing them.
I'm trying to think of what mobile games I know that Hunter might play, and right now the only ones I'm thinking of, like, I don't remember if Genshin has multiplayer.
It sure does.
Oh, it does.
Sure okay. does.
It does.
Yeah. I don't know anything about Genshin aside from like that first month it was out. So I don't know.
Sorry,
I don't know Genshin. Which characters Hunter
it's Ruby's
uses.
Special interest night.
It's one. It's literally
Ruby Day,
we.
Ruby Day.
I brought up two of my special interest tonight. Yes.
Ruby, assign Hunter a Genshin team while I also talk about Pokemon Unite. That's the other game Hunter has.
Awesome. Ruby furiously putting it all together with the conspiracy board. And then Linus like says out loud, like, now I can message you if something goes wrong, knowing specifically that this is weird because a messaging service would be fine, but doing this through
Genshin.
A mobile game, yeah, is not really common or usual. But that's that's Linus's first instinct as to not get lost, and he imparts this on Hunter while we wait. Linus has an infinite library of games, obviously, but he doesn't play a lot of them. He mostly just has them to do dailies somehow with multiple phones at a time.
I love this.
Free to play. Oh yeah. That makes sense.
Angel comes running back into the scene with, sure enough, a skateboard with like an extremely elaborate like gothic cross on the bottom. And she's like, I got the ghost board. It's fine. We're good.
Wow. Linus does look impressed. Like, you weren't kidding. And also, you had that on hand.
Oh, absolutely.
The day is really full of surprises.
Yeah, Angel always brings two in case the first one breaks.
And this is part of the reason ghosts are afraid of me.
Okay. I've never met a ghost. And Linus is not going to just say, like, I don't believe in ghosts. I believe in carbon monoxide poisoning, but he's going to.
Which might be starting to seem more and more likely.
But he like, stands up and brushes himself off. He's, like, a little dirty now, where his clothes are normally, like, very bright primary colors. And he starts looking for, I guess, anything similar to the baby heads that are scattered around here, in addition to anything else missing? That's Linus's goals. And he'll say that in, like, much, much less coherent words that I almost wanted to make a move, but it doesn't really make sense in the moment to do product placement computer jargon. So I don't have anything else for this scene unless you do, because this felt good.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
All right. So what's that cliffhanger that we owe the scene?
An actual ghost shows up.
No.
No.
Oh, man. I think I might even have like another way to use a playbook move, if that's fine.
Sure.
Because he's like, Linus has some things that look like little, like really small tablets, isn't the word that I have to describe, but they're basically geo trackers that you put in your wallet and also your phone. And I think this makes sense. It makes sense to use online test results, and I want to actually choose to fail so I can like see, like, if we go somewhere bad, or if one of my trackers for one of my pieces of tech that were in my backpack is lost somewhere, and we'll find out where that is in a bit. Does that all make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's like he's whipping out like a lost your wallet app, and it's called it's called Betchy. No, like the cheeky thing that I have in my mind is Betchy thought you'd never open this again, and that's the that's actually the long form title, but no, it's just called Lost, and he opens up Lost and he zooms it to the festival.
It's called Lost. What is the icon for it look like? Is it a bunch of bars that are horizontal and vertical
four square
and different lengths?
Okay.
I thought it was called Lost, and it was just going to have like a smoke monster on it or something, like a little polar bear. Maybe.
I did not say Lost. I'm going to give that to you though.
I heard Lost.
This is like worse than a Rickroll, but you know what? Yeah, no. I have to imagine that this is like an app that one of his friends, or you know, like if Jack made it, like for what's it called, like a hackathon, and he's like, I'm gonna make a Lost JPEG app.
I like to imagine it's maybe a little too invasive. It's just a little too, works a little too good, Jack.
Yeah, it's like, hey, how'd you get my how'd you get the last three numbers of my credit card, Jack? I'm never gonna tell.
Look, it wasn't easy.
Live overwhelming stolen tracker. Lost. Overwhelming's right. Man. And I have to imagine, like, the scene ends with something zooming in the orchard or the maze, but there is an interference, and Linus is, like, almost, like, tapping his phone to get something, like, a better view of it, as, like, Hunter maybe peeps over his shoulder, and Linus starts to get frustrated, and there might actually just be like a signal outage.
That's spooky.
That's real spooky.
Yeah, it is the season, not for the recording schedule or whatever, but this is fall, so
yes.
Yeah, but that's my cliffhanger idea.
I think that works.
We can move on from.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Yeah, it's good.
He throws his phone on the ground, and then the camera pans away from it.
You should get a better case if you're gonna throw your phone.
Come on, Hunter. I don't think a case is gonna save me from whatever the hell's wrong right now. We can search on foot. It's fine. Let's go.
All right, and then the camera falls away.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just like Maeve and Vic next.
Yeah, it's Maeve and Vic.
I don't know what we're doing.
I know what we're doing.
Okay.
I've been thinking about this.
Okay.
So I think, you know, We're probably just like walking along at this point. Made our way through all the various trees that you wanted to look at and things like that.
We have a full bag of apples.
Yeah. And I think as we're walking, Vic just like sort of grabs you and pulls you into the hedge maze.
Oh, into the corn maze?
Yeah, into the corn maze.
Yeah.
And just like around okay. a corner.
So like I think that like Maeve had been walking with her arm like you hold, you know, when you hold your arm at like a 90 degree angle and then someone like slips their arm into it. I think that's how we were walking. Mm-hmm. But then all of a sudden you grab her. Like, do you grab her hand or her waist?
Yeah, I think it's like probably like around the waist, just sort of like guiding you in there to okay. like really, really quickly. Cause it's like, oh, this is like a place to be hidden. a bit.
Yeah, this is where you're in the maze. People can't see you.
And yeah, I don't know how you react immediately. I'll give you a chance to do that before I say anything to clear the air.
Yeah, she's like, "What? Oh!" And then, you know, like a little like trying to stay on her feet and like a little like gasp of surprise, but like, you know, whatever. Just trying to play it cool.
Sorry, I needed to find somewhere to like. We just need to take a break for a second. Vic like suddenly looks a lot more tired.
Oh, are you okay? I think if she was holding your arm, she lets it go.
I'm fine. I've just been really busy lately, and it's starting to hit, and just need to take a break for a second, is all.
Yeah. You want to give me the bag?
Yeah. Here.
Do you want to walk deeper in, and maybe we can find a dry patch of ground to sit down on?
Yeah, sure. And so we do that.
Yeah, I think Maeve talks as you go. And she's like, for the record, I think you've been doing a great job. We're not holding hands or anything in here, right? I don't think. Or do you offer?
I think.
Because Maeve is like, well, you're tired and it sounds like you need a break from the.
No, from the. I think Maeve, we've been doing this for several hours at this point. I think it's just. At this point, right. Second nature. So yes, it's probably still happening unless you point it out.
No, I think she won't then. I think you've been doing a great job.
Thanks. You know, I'm definitely, you know, putting my effort in here. Yeah, I think Vic will just like to find a spot and sit, I guess.
Yeah, I think Maeve is like, here, let me, and she like grabs like some. I think there's, like, plenty of, like, you know, fallen over stalks and stuff, and I think she, like, tries to, like, toss a couple in the pile just so there's, like, a little bit of something between your bottoms and the ground, you know?
Oh, now I'm the one being fussed over.
Well, you said you were tired.
That's true. Still isn't something I'm used to.
What are you used to? I feel like I can't remember any boyfriends or girlfriends of yours.
It's complicated. I have to think about a way to fit in the fact that if I'm doing open up here, I have to open up with body.
Yeah, did I ask this question too early?
No, this is fine. My original thought was this would come up before we sat down. so that way I could just like have Vic lean forward and put their head on your shoulder or something. Maybe that still happens here.
We're sitting next to each other.
Yeah, I think like Vic just sort of like leans into you a little more, just because like you're near each other, kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, they're sitting side by side, I think.
Yeah, it's complicated. I have to do a lot of work with my family. Pops has me do a lot of things on his behalf when it comes to the business.
I want to say that I understand, but I also think I don't. I feel like your family has different expectations than mine does.
I'm going to go ahead and preemptively roll. Oh boy, oh boy.
Wait.
Okay, no, I want to take...
Cassidy rolled a six,
yeah,
by
I rolled
way.
A six. This Listener. Is the second six of the session. Let me take a look here real quick as to what open up gets. Okay. I want to use my move. That was positively sucktastic. I'm going to give myself a condition. I'm really maxing out the number of conditions I can have at a time.
Okay.
It can't be emotional. It has to be social or physical.
If only you can become my BFF, because then I can gain a condition to stop you from getting taken out. Because that's my BFF move. But anyway, take your condition that isn't emotional.
I'm going to take the physical condition tired just to actually have that written on the sheet.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
But yeah, so that bumps it up to a 7 to 9. And on a 7 to 9, choose one from the first list and one from the second. Can't choose the same thing twice. We can pick these as the scene goes, or pick them now and that'll lead the scene.
Right, let me look at this list.
List one. I'll read it again because it's important. They comfort you and you remove a condition. They listen to you and an NPC will do what you want for a short time. One short of confessing to a crime, or a PC will do what you want, and if they choose to, they get 1 XP. They understand you, and they become a better friend. They work something out with you. Bank 1 clue. List 2 is you reveal something too personal when you get a cliffhanger. You say something offensive and hurt their feelings. They tell you what they want from you. You say something that makes the problem worse. Or they don't like what they hear, they become a worse friend. You had asked, you said that you think our families have different expectations.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know too much about your situation either, but they might be more similar than either of us think.
Is that why you're really tired this week?
Yeah, just a lot of stuff. Not necessarily getting a whole lot of sleep.
I think I've been holding your hand, so I think that do you have any, like, light scarring or scabs from earlier this week? From last week?
Yeah, it's probably, like, a couple of bruises that are just about healed up around the knuckle and thing like that.
Yeah, I think we're sitting next to each other and probably not holding hands since we had to each sit down on the ground independently of each other. But I think Maeve says, yeah, I don't think I ever noticed on your hands, but they're actually pretty beat up. I think Maeve reaches out to touch your knuckle on the closer hand.
I think Vic, like, holds it out to you as you're doing that and just be like, ah, shit. Didn't think people were actually going to notice.
I mean, and she, I think she reaches out to, I think she moves her other hand to hold Vic's hand between hers. I mean, other people aren't holding it for hours at a time. But I don't think you get this kind of marks from baseball, right? Wouldn't it be mostly on the other side? And she flips your hand over in hers.
There's maybe like some like light callousing there, but that's like, that is to be expected of baseballing.
Right, normal for a baseball player.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't tell you any more information about it, but you're smart. You could put two and two together, I'm sure.
I think she just squeezes your hand and doesn't say anything in response to that. I guess that's where you get this tough guy persona from, huh? Real life experience.
I mean, I've had to learn as I go. It wasn't always like this. Just ask Angel.
I think, does Maeve know that your friends as, like, little kids? Was it, like, I don't know what Maeve would know about that history.
I mean, if we've all grown up in this town, so it's possible.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess Maeve is a person who would, like, remember the friendship histories of other people. You know, like, even when you grow up in a small town, you have, like, different groups of people through, like, different parts of grade school that are your closest friends. At least I did. And I feel like Maeve would be the kind of person who, like, has a mind for keeping those kind of relationships in her head.
Yeah. Like, the thing you would know there, then, is that, like, Vic and Angel were friends up until, like, the start of high school.
Right. Yeah.
Do we want to go ahead and... I feel like we're reaching to the point where we should pick these things from the open up.
Yeah, I agree.
Let's see. And I know I'm the one who gets to pick these technically, but I think we should talk about them together because we're both in the scene.
Yeah. Yeah, this is two player characters, so...
I feel like the one from list one here is either I remove a condition or you become a better friend.
I like both of those. I mean, I think either of them works narratively just because, like, it's been a while for smoke inhalation, but also becoming a better friend makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So. The thing is, I wasn't even thinking about getting rid of smoke inhalation with this. I was like, if I'm getting rid of one of these, I'm getting rid of blunt.
Oh, yeah, that also makes a lot of sense.
Although I'm still technically being blunt about these things.
Yeah, but you're not being blunt in public.
Yeah.
Or around other people.
I'm going to do that just in case I need to keep using my fun new move more often. Going to take the mechanical benefit on that one.
Okay.
All right. So from list two, is there anything you want out of here? Do you think?
I don't know. I think I don't want worst friend. I don't think that makes sense.
No. Do you think Maeve wants something out of this conversation? Or are we setting ourselves up for a future cliffhanger in this scene?
Maybe a cliffhanger, because I'm like, I don't know what Maeve wants. When I originally looked at this list, I was like, oh, she probably wants more information. But I do think that we've settled on, like, you have given her more information. And also she agrees, like, probably not the best to dive that deeply into this.
Yeah.
At least not right now.
Yeah, I would say I probably revealed something a little too personal here.
Yeah.
So we'll get a cliffhanger at some point.
I feel like an obvious cliffhanger is that someone walks through the maze and sees us, like, sitting on the ground, holding hands. But it can also get juicier than that if we want. That's just my gut.
I have an idea of who it would be.
Oh, yeah, please.
Yeah. Before we get the cliffhanger, just I want to check, is there anything else you want to do with this scene?
Because
I don't want to shut it off too early, if there's still...
I don't have anything immediate that can't happen in other scenes later.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, hit me, Joe. What do you got?
I think Maeve has not let go of Victoria's hand, though, so it's been...
I mean,
many moments.
It has to be Cassius and Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
Those two again.
They're following you.
Oh, slightly different suggestion on this. We'll see which one we think would work, be better here. Those two, right. Or a character that came up when Avis and Vic broke into a security closet. Lauren White, whose only note that we have on here is that she hates the Monroes.
Yeah, she's my enemy.
Oh, yeah, it has mechanically. To be her. It has to be Lauren. I've completely forgot about her. Like, I wonder if, does Lauren maybe have, like, beef on you? Or, like, benefit at all from getting, like,
Lauren White blames Maeve's family for the loss of her family business.
Yeah.
I think Maeve is, like, naive about this, and she's just like, that girl hates me, and, like, doesn't think enough about it. You know what I mean?
I wonder if Lauren is, like, maybe a little bit knowledgeable, or, like, knows a little bit too much about the Castellis.
Oh, yeah. That's very possible.
And is like, oh, Maeve Monroe and Victoria Castelli, very interesting.
Oh, especially,
do
like,
we
if
see
she...
her, or does she just see us?
Definitely she could also put two and two together if I was just talking about how Maeve could put two and two together about the bruises on my hands.
Yeah, yeah, she could hear, she could have heard it, yeah, the whole time. We reveal been standing in the row over listening.
Yeah, yep, exactly. I think it's you see her and then she like is running away or like, you know, just like trying to book out of your eyeline, but it's too late.
Right, we hear a like a cornstalk get bent. And then look over and see her.
Yep.
Real quick, I want to fit in somewhere around here. I want Vic to bring up the fact that there's plastic baby heads in this corn maze now. And I've been trying to figure out, like, all right, when do I bring it up?
Yeah, I didn't know if we were going to walk further in and eventually see the creepy baby heads, or are we just see one left on the ground?
Maybe that's how we end up seeing that she's there, is like Vic like sees the light of one of them. It's like, what? Is that a baby head? And then, like, looks slightly to the left, and it's like, oh, shit, there's a person there.
Mm, yeah.
All right, but that's our cliffhanger.
Delicious. Should we get, should the speech happen, and then we all gather together?
I think
or
did
that the speech
happens,
already happened. That already
that
happened.
That happens, I don't know. So, here's the thing. The thing we have to do is, like, there was, I guess... The speech could happen. I don't know. Has that already happened? Is that happening
I could
now?
See the speech either happening now or happening right before the dance, like as like the thing that leads right. into it.
Right. And if it happens right before the dance, then I would like to do that next session. But
okay, if we cool. need a suggestion for scenes, it could be a confrontation between the two other groups here.
Oh, yeah, like, you're right.
As like
they can y'all can catch us.
And may I suggest it being near the petting zoo?
Oh, yeah, there's a petting zoo. It has alpaca and goats, of course.
Excellent.
And pigs.
This is going to be amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think, and Angel and the crew is just going to find Avis and Elle clearly, like, red-handed, like, carrying a bag of baby heads, like.
Are you putting them on, like, the posts at the corners of the, like, pens?
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, high enough that the animals can't, like, accidentally eat it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good.
You may be thieves, but you're not monsters. Jeez.
Exactly. Jesus. Right. Okay, yeah, I don't know. Who collides with who? I think Angel should chance upon us. Like, we are coming out of the maze.
Yeah, I'm here for that.
Cool.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think as we've been following these lights, I think Angel has gotten distracted. And she hasn't said anything yet. But she is very much just kind of staring at her phone, and keeps muttering to herself, but hasn't, like, said anything about what the fuck's going on.
I am sure Linus doesn't notice in this moment.
No, I think Hunter is busy talking to Linus about Genshin event.
Genshin events. Okay.
You gotta explain the element balance on your team, and like, you're like, when I am exploring, I use this team, and when I do boss fights, I use this team. That's how you play Genshin, right?
Yeah,
pretty much.
That's what the internet has told me. I've only played Genshin the 1 week, like 2 months after it came out.
Mm-hmm. Which cookies do you auto? I'm sorry.
I auto all, like, all my teams. I don't care. I'm too lazy to, like, press buttons. Listen, if there's an auto option, I'm not gonna do, like, I'm not gonna manually do it.
This feels like the Linus Hunter divide to me.
It's like, oh, obviously the point of the game is to play, play.
Yeah, Hunter loves to press button.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gotta push button.
Linus doesn't have time, so he's like, I look up whatever is most optimal, and I have an auto team for that.
Does Linus
and then
do
they
the
probably
thing,
go into an argument.
Does Linus do the thing where you're like working, and you're just kind of periodically reaching over and tapping redo battle?
Yes!
Just to grind that's passively.
Exact. Uh-huh. That's how he plays multiple games at a time on multiple monitors.
In there.
Daily's done. Switches monitors. So you can notice that both Linus and Hunter are not on their phones, but they're talking about something. That means they may as well be on their phones, like comparing their screens to each other. But Linus's eyes are on the ground also for the most part because he's looking for clues. So if you stop moving at any point, he's going to bump into you.
So I have a thing I want to do. It's a move I have, but it does involve asking if any of you would like to play an extra NPC. Because technically, Angel is now first appearing in this confrontation scene.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to bring a member of my crew into the scene. And specifically, yes. I think this would be a really juicy time for our good best friend in the whole world, Jessica, to show up.
Mm-hmm.
Just make the everything girl. Extra dramatic.
The one who's conspiring against you.
Yeah. Okay.
Is the idea that Avis would eventually come through?
Yeah, I think this might be a situation where Siobhan has to play Jessica.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why I said I want to ask first before I just say I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Because one of the people that's not here would need to pick up Jessica.
And Siobhan is the only one who's
not here. I am the only one
not
here. Yeah, I'm here. I'm Jessica.
Because,
hi.
Because Hunter's been dragged along this whole time. And so I'm like, well, I have boy duty.
New plan. Boy I just bring duty. Angel from scene to scene so that I can keep triggering that move and slowly have the whole crew show up.
My goodness.
How did you summon her? Did you text her? Do you have a group chat?
So the thought that I have is that Angel has gotten the message with the picture of, like, of Vic and Maeve.
Oh, this is the one from last session.
Yes, from last session. And has responded with, like, because she would have texted it tauntingly to Angel. And I think Angel's going to respond with something along the lines of, like, I don't get why you think that's going to bother me.
Yeah.
And so she would, like, I don't think she was specifically summoned by Angel. I think she tracked Angel down to, like, bother Angel more.
Okay, she just happens to be over here.
Yeah,
not,
this happens
she
to
wasn't,
be
like, asked to be here. She's just, like, saw you and Hunter and came over.
I think so,
yeah. Jessica's here to make Angel's life worse.
Jessica is here to make Angel's life worse.
Which is a really funny character to have on your crew that you can summon
it's
in
really
any scene.
It's really funny to have an enemy in my crew. I can just make
but she gives
my
you
life
plus
worse
one
for free.
To one move once a session or something
that's true.
Like that.
She sure does. For each
but
member
also
of my
Hunter
crew
gives
present.
You a plus one. Yeah.
And technically, I think right now, Linus gives me plus one.
Is Linus
yeah,
in part,
I'm
of, your
part
crew?
Of your crew?
Kinda, yeah.
That was the first thing they did.
We gave him $10 for it.
Yeah.
Right.
Entrance fee. Exactly.
Anyway.
I'm just going to start summoning Linus into scenes.
Yeah, it's like, I guess Jessica's just like, what are you two doing over here?
Ghost
hunting.
She squints and looks at Angel.
Angel holds up the cross skateboard.
I thought you said that ghosts were afraid of you.
Well, yeah, because I have the cross skateboard.
And she looks at Linus.
Weird. He looks so embarrassed that his skin that's normally like a deep brown is like turning pink, and he's like, "It's we just lost some things, and I specifically need them before the speech, so we're looking."
She raises an eyebrow. All right, I'm Jessica. Nice to meet you.
Oh, he extends his arm very, like, a little too stiff, but, like, directly in front of him.
I think Angel's gonna reach out and, like, gently push your arm back down.
Okay.
Jessica's arms are crossed.
And Linus doesn't move his arm after that. He's like, okay, right, my name. My name's Linus.
He's your replacement. Guess I'm...
What?!
Excuse me.
Well, you know, I needed somebody cool in the crew to make up for the fact that we lost a loser.
Oh, not to make up for the fact that you lost the coolest person in the crew.
No, that's me. We've established this.
She rolls her eyes.
Linus looks so sweaty.
All right, but seriously, what are you up to?
And now Linus crosses his arms. He's like, I was being serious.
Is that when you see a person walking with a bunch of baby heads?
I think that's a good time to see that.
he'll like go into a little thing where he's like, we know that we were stolen from, and there are these like weird things on the ground that look like, and then across the distance, he spots who's carrying the bat. Is it Avis carrying the fucking bag of doll heads?
I'm carrying the bag.
Oh, okay. and then like Linus almost like whips Angel's hand off his arm and points directly where Avis is walking, like baby doll.
Oh shit.
Then he starts power walking.
How far away are they? Are you guys like just across an empty field, or are you like on the other side?
Yeah, like I think we're not too far, like maybe half a field away situation, like
the other side of the petting zoo.
Because Angel is jumping the fences if the petting zoo is between us.
Absolutely. yes, it is.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, then Angel absolutely just starts, like, hot fuzz fence jumping. Just like,
we hear a bunch of goats bleeding or whatever the name of the sound goats make is.
I think it's bleeding.
It is. Yeah.
One really upset llama.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I don't know what llama sounds like.
It's
they generally go llama.
I know they spit at you.
They do spit at you. I've been spit on.
I feel like llamas and alpacas make a noise that's like a less reverberating goat noise.
Probably.
If I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
I'll look it up when it's appropriate. Linus is not jumping any fences. He's taking the long way, but he's power walking.
I think Hunter's like looking at like Angel jumping over and then back to Linus not moving. He's like, I don't know which way to go.
Let's go, Hunter! And Linus already sounds very tired.
Yeah, I think Jessica just follows the two of you if you go together.
When Angel power, or not Angel, when Linus power walks, does he do the little like arm pumps?
Oh yeah!
Oh my god!
It's very important.
He's swinging them. He's swinging them at 45 degree angles. I guess it's 90 full degrees. Yeah,
got that fucking perfect double D walk puff cycle.
literally.
That's the nerd of his dreams. That's his inspiration. I imagine, like, I don't know if we're trying to be stealthy. Linus is, well, I don't think after Angel's Angel not is doing that, Linus can't really be stealthy anyway, but
like Angel definitely just starts calling out, "Hey you," about halfway across the petting zoo.
And well, yeah, if there's no one else there and you make any notice, right, Linus is gonna start like jogging to hopefully match pace with Angel. What are Avis and Elle doing right now?
Escaping the crime scene.
Escaping the crime scene.
Wait, so are we turning this into a full-blown chase?
We're also speedwalking away, I think.
I guess the bleeding goats did alert you to something weird happening behind you. Which sounds like somebody here has to roll an action.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Would it be... When you act when there's any immediate danger, like someone chasing you down or you're chasing down someone who stole from you, which of you would like to roll?
Should we both parties roll?
Oh my god, what if we did contested? That doesn't actually work in the purposes of these games. It doesn't really work here, but...
I'd be down to roll for it because the stat that I have for it is hard.
It's pretty good.
Right.
Which is very much, you take the difficult role. You'll do dirty deeds to deal with the situation and make sure that it's dealt with fast. You don't take risks, but you don't shy away from doing the bad things when it comes to getting out of the way.
Dirty deeds, like literally jumping into a pig pen.
Yeah, you'll throw other people to the wolves if it means you'll get out. Like, that sounds like just sprinting at somebody, like ready to tackle them.
Yeah, throw an animal. Yes, please roll.
Okay.
That works out.
So I do have a +2 on that. Sweet, 11.
Fuck.
Whoa.
You get to act and get some advantage in the situation. I mean, I guess the situation is, or the advantage is tackle Avis to the ground. Just
fuck.
Just bam. Fucking. Not like a hardcore like shoulder tackle or anything, but just like a dive at somebody, grab them by the shoulders.
What's Avis's outfit for this event?
Oh god, it's like that really cute 60s like bell bottoms.
Oh no,
like,
I've ruined it.
You have. Shit, what is it? Yeah, it's like a cute like polka dot like short sleeve shirt, high waisted pink bell bottoms, and like a thick belt.
So this like Hawaiian button up and jeans wearing skater just fucking comes out of nowhere.
This skater lesbian tackles me, a pink fairy lesbian. Yeah, am I able to do anything? I willfully let this happen to me. It's totally fine.
I mean, you could also roll an inaction, but I guess. There is like you have disadvantage, whatever that means.
The horny thing here though is that my inaction is also a +2 but with soft.
Oh my god.
I mean, if you want to roll it, I say go for it. Like, I don't know how we'll resolve it, but I trust us to figure it out.
Yeah, I would just be like, okay, I'll roll with disadvantage. That's hilarious.
You get tackled by this skater and then you're just like, hey.
So roll with, just kidding, but if you wanted to.
Okay.
The way disadvantage works in Armor is Stir, which is also a PBTI, is you'd roll 3 die and take the two.
Oh, okay. I did not understand that. Let me redo that.
But no, you do not need to literally take that. We just take narrative disadvantage or whatever.
Okay, I rolled 2. I rolled snake eyes. So.
Yeah, oh, well. Baby, let's go. Failure.
Well.
So, with an action, is there a failure thing? You pick two, someone other than you pays a price, you get a condition, you get a cliffhanger.
You're right.
Okay, someone other than you pays a price. Can also Hunter, attempt to tackle L as a response to this happening? And then Hunter...
Wait, what?
I don't know what happens to Hunter for attempting to tackle L, so Siobhan, let us know.
Oh, shit!
But I will get a condition... what's a good condition?
All right.
So wait, is the person paying the price L for getting attempted tackled or Hunter for L react?
I think the question both? Is, Rivi, how does L react to Hunter trying to tackle you?
Dude, what the fuck?
Please punch Hunter. Please.
Please, it'd be so funny. Just punch
him. I mean, first instinct someone's about, like, lunging at them, just like, do something.
Yeah, okay, then Hunter just fucking sprawled out on the ground, just going like, ow.
Dude, what the hell?
What's a good condition for this?
You're the ghost thief.
What?
The ghost thief. Should I just smell like...
Only
fucking,
half of that is right.
Should I smell like goat shit? I have smoke insulation, I smell like goat shit. Goat shitted.
That's what you want.
Ghost.
I don't know what emotional or social condition I would get out of this necessarily. I think I have to go home and change.
It could also be a social condition because you're self-conscious about it, but also physical is fine.
Excellent. Avis, just like either if I can't, like, push you off of me, I just start, like, scratching at you with, like, beautiful nails to get off of me, Angel. The baby heads are all over the ground. Okay. Okay.
Oh, Jesus. What the hell?
Everyone stop. Who are you?
Linus arrives last.
You don't... Hi, I'm Angel? I guess.
Don't try to be super normal at me.
Angel is very confused over not being recognized, I think. Because, like, Angel's point of view was, that's the person that stole from us. Get them. And then, who are you being the response to that is just, like, immediate short circuit.
Yeah.
Avis, do you know an Angel?
No.
Well,
I know your criminal ass. I know other people's criminal asses. I don't know. I'm gonna do something crazy.
Oh, okay. All right.
And I don't know which role this would be, but I really want it to work. Maybe do it. I don't know. Whatever it is, I'm gonna look at Angel and just I'm gonna say, "Give me your shirt."
What?
What? Is this fighting?
What is this?
Are you fighting?
I think maybe it's fighting. I'm covered in shit because of you.
Well, like, I mean,
you did ruin her shirt, Angel.
She stole our stuff.
What is this shit? And Jessica picks up a baby head and tosses it on the ground next to you.
It's baby head.
But why?
Why not?
L, baby head. Obviously, you fucking idiot.
What does that look like?
Don't you have eyes? It's a baby head.
You've never seen a decapitated baby doll head?
Okay, so fighting with my body. You've got the physical skills to get what you need and done. So I'm attempting to claw your shirt off of you like a weirdo.
Oh my god.
Oh boy.
I got a 9.
Oh my god.
Uh-huh.
So I give them one condition of one type, but they choose one. So you can choose one for me. They make someone a worse friend. They get one clue from you. They give you one condition of one type. They give you a cliffhanger. So whichever one that you would want from that angle.
Okay, so either I could get... Oh no, either I can give you a condition back, I can give you a
You have that
sorry,
whole
okay.
list.
I was misreading them. Yeah. I thought it, I was like, well, yeah. Like, why would I choose to get a second condition?
Your condition is shirtless.
Okay.
You can decide if that's emotional, physical, or social.
I assume that you're wearing something underneath.
Yeah.
Yes. So
we have very easy to fix conditions, thankfully. So
I think that Angel is definitely just now in like a tank top.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Angel was definitely wearing, like, a colorful, like, Hawaiian-style button-up. Yeah. Oh, no, I think I established it had dinosaurs on it. That's what it was. It was like a 90s Miss Frizzle-ass.
You mean the shirt that I have in my closet in real life?
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that shirt.
And so now she's stuck in, like, a tank top. I'm definitely going to... also inflict a
let's go
a social thing right back, because I think what's gonna happen is if you're okay with the way I do this,
yes,
so she's gonna fight back and like okay. Obviously Angel's not like weak. No. I think she's gonna pull away when you try to like claw the shirt and then be like, Jesus, you literally you don't have to here, and like takes it off and gives it back and gives it to you. Because, like, she does have another shirt underneath, so it's fine, whatever. She knows she can get it back eventually. And so I think she's going to just full, like, just, here, whatever. Just, yeah, sure, take it. Here. And, like, throws it at you, basically. And do the social, I don't know what we would call it, but a social condition of, like, everybody will know that this is Angel's shirt that you're wearing. Like, I want it to be like, hey, this is an iconic Angel shirt, and anybody who sees you in it is going to be like, you're wearing Angel's shirt?
Well, it's probably too big for Avis, notably.
Yeah, it very much gives the vibe of, like...
Stole the shirt I am wearing very noticeably.
And you are definitely visibly...
What is a way to shorten that?
Borrowed shirt.
So the shirt I am wearing. Yeah, sure.
Girlfriend sweater.
Girlfriend sweater.
Girlfriend dinosaur shirt.
Angel crew member.
Yeah, you're involuntarily in the crew now.
So the social condition of of looking like an angel crew member.
Oh,
okay, now fight me, please.
Wait, I thought you still.
No, no, no. Sorry. No. You can fight me all you want.
Okay. So wait. So we. But are
if you are good, then we don't have to actually continue fighting. But Avis is pissed, and she has your shirt now. Which
no, sorry. I thought that was in character. Avis saying, "Okay, now fight me." Now that she had stolen the shirt.
Oh.
God, that's no, what no, I no, thought no, that
no.
was.
No. Yeah.
He gave you the shirt off your back. Okay. Cool.
What? Yeah.
That was the confusion. I thought it was Avis got saying, it. "Okay, now we can fight."
No. Sorry. To Avis now speaking, who are you still?
We've established this. The person that you stole a bunch of stuff from.
What the fuck did we steal from you? What?
Linus, what is...
One of you. Linus probably has come in late. Unless you have something. like he's keeled over with the inhaler out, wheezing a little. There was... at least a donut and $10. But also, I have equipment that I need for this speech. I don't even know what time it is.
I will say, whatever donut you're talking about is probably gone by now, and if you want it back, you're probably not going to like it.
Whatever donut you're talking about!
Linus points to Elsa. You did
take it. If you're a
it.
Ghost, then why did you need to eat the donut?
Hunter.
I'm not a fucking ghost! What's wrong with you?
What is this child?
Hunter, I don't think they're ghosts.
Did my punch feel ghost-like? Do you want me trying again?
Oh yeah, you're right. They punched, like Linus did see you get punched. they're like, now with their wiry, skinny frame standing between Hunter and Al, like, it's okay, it's... We're not talking about ghosts anymore because they're not here if they exist, right? Okay. Do we see the light stuff that you were using? Because that would be what Linus is pointing at. Otherwise, he's waving his hands right now.
Fucking line of stone extension cords.
Yeah.
Okay, he points to that. This looks like not only not yours, but also a fire hazard.
I mean, it doesn't have your name on it.
It's not ghosts. It's fairies.
Wait, you're fairies?
What?
Yeah.
No, that makes a lot of sense.
He has the same look as, like, that seems like a slur. And then he doubles back. He's like, what?
Yeah, there's literally... We literally found... I mean, we literally came out of the mushroom... circle. Like, obviously, if you saw it, then you would see that we came out of that, and then we're gonna leave right now, and you're gonna not see us ever again. And Leva starts walking backwards.
Oh, here's the thing. Is that we do know who Avis is. I need to put that on the table. That is a known fact that the Angel's crew know who Avis is because they go to Avis's parties.
We did go to the party.
No.
Oh,
no. No.
I guess you can crash parties without knowing who's hosting it, but this one was in an abandoned house.
It's like, it seems like a common enough occurrence that we would know it was Avis.
Yeah.
Or maybe even just Jessica's like, we know who this is. We crash her parties all the time. And then the rest of you don't have to know.
No, I feel I like there's that. Definitely that, like, I feel like you do the, like, cartoon blinking thing where it's like, Jessica says that, and then Angel goes, blink, blink, blink. Oh, that Avis.
Yeah, that Avis.
Gotcha. Reaches out and just, like, dusts off Avis's shoulder.
I'm mad at you.
Do you know who I am?
Do you know who Ella is?
No.
Good. Okay. Good, let's keep it that way. Anyways.
Some sort of ghost fairy.
Sure. And Ella's gonna try and, like, kind of, like, subtly just, like, walk backwards, too.
Well, hey, if there's a trail of extension cords right now, in addition to the light string, Linus is gonna step on it.
Ow.
Like, turn it off.
Can Angel just reach out and grab Avis by Angel's own shirt? Just, like,
yeah.
No.
Oh, man.
Avis starts to, I don't know, she's so childish today. Maybe I'm just in a mood. But Avis just starts literally like falling backwards slowly and is fully requiring Angel to have to like use her own strength to make sure Avis is staying afloat.
Well, now she's wearing Angel's shirt, so Angel does have to keep her off the ground.
Yeah.
Hostage situation.
Yeah.
If I let you fall, my shirt gets dirty. This is my nice shirt.
There are such things as thrift stores with way better fucking clothes in the city.
No? Have you seen the dinosaur shirt? It's really cool.
I can make you a shirt.
With dinosaurs on it?
Yes. That's way better than this one. If I lit this on fire, it would melt.
Oh,
that sounds sick.
Right, that's why I don't set it on fire, is the thing. Like, that's not what you do to shirts.
Maybe we should set it on fire, though.
Hunter, this is my nice shirt!
No one is setting any fires near me, okay?
Yeah, no fires, it's fine. But, like, can we have our stuff back?
Yeah, whatever.
For a price.
Wait, it's our stuff!
You already took the donut.
Well, I mean, you're not gonna get it back then, I guess.
Or, wait, what price are you thinking, Al?
Yeah.
$50.
No, it's our shit!
$50 for $10.
they still know I'm the one who took the $10. That's an aside from Rivy. I mean, it was worth a shot to ask anyways.
I think, because it kind of feels like there's like like an electrical rope of things connecting L and Linus right now or I should say Avis is holding it, or Avis isn't holding it anymore. She's being childish. So is L holding the rest of the equipment?
I guess I'm holding the rest of the equipment.
Yeah, Linus, like from where he was stepping on it, begins to like bend down and pick it up and just start pulling, like firstly unclipping extension cords and then pulling himself to like the middle of the line of things as he starts to unplug things.
Come on, dude. Don't be such a square.
Why do you even want his stupid lights anyway? Like,
we were just gonna string up these baby lights.
Did you see the maze?
Okay, but yeah. Like, why?
It made the Apple Festival more interesting.
Okay, what if I told you if you give us back our stuff, it can make it even more interesting.
Okay, wait. How?
For the small price of $50?
For the small price of give us our stuff back.
What will you do to make things interesting?
Well, so like...
More interesting than what like, we
do
did.
You, do you know who I am?
No.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. So you know that I have a lot of friends, and...
So
we
do I.
Get up to a lot of trouble sometimes.
Like a gang?
Okay.
Legally distinct from a gang. But yes.
Ah.
So like real talk, I did come, I had a thing I was gonna do here at the festival. And I need you guys to like just like be chill and don't tell nobody what I'm about to do. Can you do that? And then we'll give us back our stuff. And I promise it'll be really funny.
Okay. You have to tell us what you're going to do.
I don't want it yet, is the thing.
Then how do we move forward?
So I feel like, out of character, I feel like the reason Angel is being so hesitant is I think Jessica's still here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't think Angel wants to announce what she is doing in front of Jessica at this point in time. Right. I'm trying to, I can't figure out a delicate way for her to say that without Jessica just doing something to her.
Right. And then also Cassidy just reminded me that this would be a good time to re-bring up the mystery, but I don't know how. I've been thinking about that.
Let me pitch this. I think an easy way to do it would just have Jessica being like, what, are you going to steal another painting again? Or are you going to pants this guy this time?
Good point.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Where were we in the scene? I don't remember.
Angel was trying to vaguely say that she's going to do something really funny, but only if Avis and Elle give back Linus's stuff.
Okay, yes, and that's the perfect time for Jessica to be like, what, are you going to steal another City Hall portrait?
I didn't steal the first fucking portrait.
Oh, yeah.
What oh, yeah?
Are you involved in the string of incidents that, is it on Twitter, by the way? Like,
yeah, you could have seen it for sure. You could have read all of that stuff.
Linus has just been like a lurker this whole time. It's like,
and you realize that Avis, Elle, and Angel have all been mentioned on the secret revealing account.
Sure have.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so if you hadn't realized it before, you realize it now. Wait, these are a lot of the people have been fucking mentioned on that weird town anonymous secret revealed thing.
That's so funny. Linus mock slaps his cheek. He's like, are you involved in like what looks like a string of texts or leaks of people's business? All of your business is out there, by the way.
I don't know if it
relates to any of you in any way deeper than that.
We're definitely aware.
Huh? No.
No one has any dirt on me, and they'll never find it.
I think Jessica like knocks your shoulder. Like she wants Hunter to be part of her crew when she leaves Angels. She's affectionate towards Hunter.
I swear to God, if she steals Hunter from me, she dies.
She wants to.
Hunter's so easy to be easily bullied is the thing.
He's so easy to manipulate too. But yeah, I guess back to the scene. Well, honestly, I don't like Linus himself, like, throws his hands up. Is like, there's honestly no reason to believe any of you are involved unless you know the person, like, who's behind the account. So we can drop it because I actually have to. What time is it right now, do we think? Like, is it still mid-afternoon?
Maybe it's, I don't know. I don't know. I feel like a lot of things, but also only a few things that happened. So it could be anything.
In my mind, the way it was broken down was like, and maybe I should bring this out loud and we can discuss this.
Right.
First Apple Festival session being in the morning, this one being around lunchtime, yes, and the last one being in the evening.
Yeah, then that makes perfect sense. So it's like maybe like 1 p.m. or something, or maybe even just noon. I don't know. What do people think? How hungry are people's characters?
Pretty hungry.
Well, Hunter's donut got stolen, so
I'm fucking starving.
Hunter's hungry.
Right. Let's say it's like noon then.
Okay. Linus is like shifting his weight on his feet, and he's like, I need to get the shit back. Like, otherwise, I'm going to have to tell Mr. Monroe what happened to the stuff. And he plants his feet at that. But the thing, Angel, your thing, could I, and this could just be Linus, like, exiting the scene, unless you want to summon him again, like, if someone could help me take this stuff, and he whistles between his teeth, these are not the best type of lights that you need, so if it's about making something interesting.
Okay, wait.
He raises an eyebrow at you.
Is
he offering like a trade?
Oh, good question.
Yeah, he is offering a trade. But yeah, I did name drop Maeve's dad.
Yeah. Is Maeve around? Maeve isn't around, right? Or is Maeve like in view?
This is the petting zoo.
I think we could be exiting the corn maze.
Yeah, we now. Come out of the corn maze and we're like looking around for Lauren, just like, the fuck did she go?
Continue to cover Lauren's trail, Avis like clocks you immediately and waves you over, Maeve.
Yeah, I think we go over. I'm holding Vic's hand.
The whole crew.
What? Whoa!
Avis kind of like meets you like in the middle. Okay. So I smell like shit right now, and this is my shirt. Don't worry about it.
I didn't peg you for a dinosaur person, but
abso-fucking-lutely not.
Your shirt looks a lot like one of Angel's shirts.
Shut up. Shut up.
I was going to say, do either of them peg it as Angel's shirt?
Maeve does. That the condition says shirt taken from Angel right
here. Yeah, I know.
I think Maeve recognizes it. Vic is making jokes, it.
Absolutely.
Avis says shut up, but then is also needs to directly talk to Maeve, so it's hilarious. She says, shut up. Oh, but actually, really quick, I'm bullying this person, the nerd with the glasses, and we're holding hostage some of the lights that they need for the speech, but I didn't realize that it was for the speech, and he's kind of, like, directly in, like, not in league, but, like, employed by your dad. Should I keep holding his shit hostage, or should I, like, not make this hard for you?
Oh my god.
I'm asking your permission for the bit.
She's putting her hand to her face. I mean, if you could just cause problems where my mom doesn't see them, but maybe this one she'll definitely notice. So.
Okay. Okay. All right. And then Avis just walks away and goes back to, like Eddie makes a clear path of, like, this is where all of us hooligans are hanging out. And kind of, like, nudges Elle kind of gently. Okay. You can give it.
I think Maeve looks at the ground and sees all the baby heads scattered around, and she's like,
yes.
She turns around and is like, wait, are you two the ones leaving the baby heads everywhere?
I have no idea what you're talking about anyway.
No.
I think Linus is trying to, like, carry now, like, an extremely comically large amount of extension cables and lights, and he's sort of failing. It's like, yes, that's them.
I think Hunter goes to help with the cables and stuff.
Okay. Thank you. I will be back. And he actually does make it a point to give Angel his number. If you need anything, I can get better tech than this in a few hours, okay?
Can I make a roll while everybody is standing in a circle?
What are you thinking about?
Yeah.
Well, I'm realizing we have a lot of banked clues that are not tied to anybody.
That's so true.
Oh, yeah, yes, yes,
and
so true.
Angel's putting it all together is just eyes, which is described as you see connections where the clues link up, you understand the things that are the ties of that bind, and can figure out all sorts of connections. So I feel like this is a good time for Angel to just be like, hang on a second.
Perfect, yes.
Cool. I need to remember how this dice bot works so I don't have to keep using random dice.
It's just slash roll, and then it'll give you a bunch of different game options.
Sick. My stat is, let's see, -1. I mean, that's gumshoe. My putting it all together is rash, not gumshoe. I misread that entirely. Shit. Oh, you get aha moments and go by guts and let things percolate in the back of your mind. That still works perfectly for
that's
we're
what's
all
happening.
Standing in a circle.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
And it's a 0. Got a 7.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I get to place a clue, and everyone collaborates to either place a clue on a different suspect or move a clue from one suspect to another.
Oh, good. So basically we get to place 2.
Yeah, well, I specifically place 1, and the rest of y'all get to place 1.
All right, so let's take a look at what the board says currently for the folks at home.
Oh, man.
I'll run it down real quick. I'll even say my funny episode name this time. Episode mystery 2, out of the frying pan and onto the firehouse. Victim, Counselor Marshfield. Client, Jessica? ? Crime, portrait stolen and moved. Location, from the city council to the firehouse. Question, why do this? Suspect 1, and the only current suspect, Angel, leader of
can
Angel
I also
group.
Add a suspect when I place clues?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you can.
And the clue against Angel is against Marshfield's policy. Other clues that are on the board currently, that are not on the board, but available to be placed anywhere. Location access. Missing security footage. Visitor list, parentheses from the city council. Campaign donor list. And broken alibi, parentheses from Jessica, close parentheses.
I definitely want to put Broken Alibi on my new suspect, Jessica. I think Angel thinks Jessica did it. And is like being the client to throw suspicion onto me as like a whole framing situation. So I'm going to put Broken Alibi on Jessica, and I think the aha moment that Angel is having is just like, wait a minute. Jessica couldn't have fucking been where she said she was. Which means I don't know where she was during the theft.
Yes.
And then the rest of y'all get to work together to put a clue somewhere or move a clue.
All right, what do we think, gang?
I'm looking at stuff.
We could create a new suspect, or we could frame Angel or Jessica.
Right. We have so much power.
Jessica is looking good.
This mystery is just slowly becoming a proxy for the power war between Jessica and Angel.
I think it has been the whole time.
Yeah, that's the whole mystery. That's the point of mystery.
That's fair.
That's the why do this, probably. Depending.
Oh, motive.
I mean, here's what I'll say. Visitor list, easy to put that somewhere.
Yeah, I could go on anybody.
When we found it specifically is how we found the name Lauren White. So if we wanted to put Lauren White on the board, we could do that. I don't know why she would do this. She doesn't. I can't. I mean, that's a motive we could
solve
for later.
She's just a generally suspicious person.
We don't know anything about her, really.
Well, also, like, we don't need to know the motive to put the clue there because the motive can be discovered with time.
Right. Mm-hmm. All we know is the right. It's
I think we have to put her on something.
Assign clues to people of motive. I don't know. We can just have it be Lauren White. I think
okay. It's like the one that I know we can do easily right now. But also, like, lists are easy to pin on anyone. We can just say, oh, your name was on that
right,
list.
Move it later.
All right. I'll put down Lauren White. As suspect 3, relationship. ? City council visitor list, which is easy to come up if we're like just talking about what's going on, because like Vic or Maeve could just be like, yeah, we just saw Lauren and we gotta go talk to her for some other reasons, but wasn't she on that list?
I helped.
You did it.
I moved things forward.
Yes.
Yay.
Okay.
That was all I had. I have no idea where to go from here.
Alright. As things were, oh, it sounded like Linus was leaving the scene with Hunter. If this scene
continues. And the lights, presumably?
Yes.
Yeah, Linus did basically promise a trade. He'll do, like, the thing where, like, he unscrews one light, and then you try to throw them out, you notice they don't turn on. And then he screws it back on, and then they light up, and he burns himself. He's like, I'll be back with something better than this. He probably is carrying like a tangle of them with Hunter like trailing with another tangle of cables. Yeah, I think that's it.
All right. Oh, now that everybody's here, is there anything anybody else wants to do with this scene?
I feel like we've done enough.
Okay.
You committed enough crimes.
Am I going to be able to get that back before the dance thing tonight?
What?
The shirt?
Yeah, like, I told you, it's the nicest
one.
It's
covered in shit.
Well, it wasn't until you put it on, jerk.
No.
God damn it. Fine, whatever, I'll go in the tank top.
No, Angel, I toss you my keys. There might be something in the trunk. It's probably just, like, a hoodie or something from a duffel bag, but...
We established Vic is relatively short, right?
No, Vic is pretty tall.
No? Vic is tall? Okay.
Vic's tall, yeah.
I couldn't remember, because I thought I remembered either Angel or Vic being, like, significantly taller than the other one, and I was like,
No.
Please tell me.
It's two tall people standing next to each other is the okay. vibe.
Got it. Just making sure that any shirts Angel steals aren't going to be, like, crop tops.
I mean, they might still be crop tops, but...
But on purpose, not because they're too small.
Yeah, it can be any style of clothing that you find in there of your choice. It just has to be something that Vic would have worn.
Okay. All right, fine. Just next time I see you, I'm gonna ask for that back, though.
Of course.
And then I think Angel, like, storms off.
I will...
She's grumpy.
Who is Hunter still? Hunter's like, where is Hunter still around?
Hunter's gone.
Hunter's gone.
Oh, Hunter's gone. Is Linus here?
Jessica's still around.
Hunter went with Linus. Jessica's.
I'm not giving anything we'll to
say,
Jessica.
We'll say Linus is like slowly making his way out. So he's an earshot.
Okay, cool. Hey, nerd.
He turns around.
Referring to Linus. She takes out some cash because I don't know Elk is going to keep the $10. I also pay for whatever L wants. So here, I don't remember how much you needed. Don't care. Don't ask. And then I give you $50.
Okay. He silently takes it. It's weird because he looks like he's never seen $50 before or a $50 bill, but he takes
crisp.
It.
It's new. It's bank.
Yeah. Ironed. He folds it. And then he's like, ah, shit. He doesn't want to fold it. Okay. Balances it on top of the pile of shit he has and walks.
We could buy at least 3 more donuts with that.
I think you're aiming a little too low, Hunter, but you deserve at least 2 donuts after this.
$16 donuts.
I mean, that's festival food for you.
Okay.
Was that friendship?
I think Linus was going to hate you unless that something like that happened. Yeah. So I'd say we broke even. Nice.
Now we're back to square
one.
Which is
a success
to
me.
Confused.
Yeah. What are we? I don't have anything else.
Yeah, I'm good.
Well, because Linus was leaving, but also like the scene can end. Well, what other scenes would we want before the evening portion of the festival? There's still things to do, right?
Yeah.
There's plenty of things to do.
Let me look at the list.
I'll read the list of activities.
Okay.
Because I wrote 11 things.
I will say, I think we probably got at most the juice for one more scene in here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
There is apple picking, hay rides, pumpkin picking, live cider making demonstrations, an indoor beehive with a window, a petting zoo with alpaca, which we're currently at, kids craft tent, open farmhouse with displays of historical town objects, and a stage for live speeches and music. A raised wooden dance floor decorated by string lights. Not currently, though.
Oh.
Corn maze. The line of stalls from local businesses, including Hazel's Bakery, and the fairy ring of white mushrooms that can be found deep in the orchard.
I think just for the sake of putting it out there, Linus will be at the stage where there's music playing, but I don't think he needs another scene. So,
I mean, I'm good with that being the last scene for tonight. I think that was good.
Yeah.
We
were insane.
We used to be friends in that last scene. So.
We played the damn game.
Sure did.
Yeah. We were absolutely insane. So
is there like any like last notes that we want, something that I can fade out on?
Unsure. Do we have any cliffhangers?
I don't think any of the failed rolls so far left any additional cliffhangers.
Yeah, I think we addressed.
I mean, we can always call for one, but I don't know what we'd want to set up for the next episode.
Well, if no one can think of a cliffhanger, then it's Maeve's mother saying hi, and we have to introduce Vic to Maeve's mother.
Mm.
But that can also just happen before the speech, so that will happen regardless of whether it happens now.
I think it's juicy. You can have like a short one,
mm-hmm.
and have her be a little ominous to end.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, so someone else has to play her, but it's basically just like, we hear a stern voice say, Maeve, and Maeve turns around, and it's her mother.
Give me a scary woman anytime, I got you.
Yeah.
If someone wants to give us a Maeve's mama voice saying, oh, there you are, Maeve, or something like that.
Oh, yeah, I can do that.
Oh, there you are, Maeve. We'll be right back.
Candace Nom is played by Josephine. You can find her at ScaryDogFriend on Twitter, and you can find her producing on Nameless Domain and Bad House RPG. El Alvarez is played by Ribby. You can find Ribby on Twitter at RibbySauce. Faiz Warada is played by Indy, who also made the music for the show. You can find Indy on Twitter at Citizen_Mask. Maeve Monroe is played by Siobhan. You can find her on Twitter at SpellboundMage, on co-host at Siobhan, and you can watch her video game streams on twitch.tv/runawaysorcery. Victoria Castelli is played by Cassidy, who also edits the show and the website. You can find Cassidy on Twitter at MadLobotanist and on co-host at Lobotanist. Angel Perez is played by Rem. You can find her on Blue Sky, Tumblr, and itch.io, all under the username RemSpeedwagon, as well as at remspeedwagon.card.co. Linus Centra is played by Netta or Amir. You can find them at trans_father on Twitter and transfather on Blue Sky. Someplace to Be can be found on Twitter and co-host at someplace to be, and on our website, someplacetobe.neocities.org.